first off, what exactly is a radio galaxy?
Well, in this case, we can only see these giant jets and lobes at radio waves. Imagine we could see them with our eyes. The sky would look very, very different from what we see in the visible light.
And what makes this particular one, Radio Galaxy PKS 2014-55, so special?
It's a monster. It's just absolutely gigantic. I mean, if we could see it with our eyes, it would have nearly the size of the moon on the sky. Mm. And of course, it's incredibly far away. So that translates into a gigantic size. It's 5 million light years across. I mean, those numbers are just mind-boggling, even to me.
Well, as you say, this is a radio galaxy and radio waves, such as it were. What are these galaxies actually composed of? I mean, what is PKS 2014-55 actually composed of to, one, make it invisible to us and to give it that kind of X shape?
Yeah, so in the center, we actually have an elliptical galaxy that is also containing millions of stars, so can be seen by optical telescopes. It's a very massive galaxy sitting right in the center that also has a supermassive black hole, or as we speculated, maybe two supermassive black holes. So when this supermassive black hole is active, it accretes a lot of material and then can have outbursts of gigantic jets. And so what we see in the radio are these electron jets, these particle jets that get driven out of the central region at near light speed. And so they travel and travel through the surrounding medium. Their shape is influenced by the surroundings. And so you can get quite wonky shapes. In the beginning, they're quite linear and, you know, extend very far. And then they can twist and bend a little bit. So what we're actually seeing is, you know, the leftover of these jets as they traveled out. And then, as the new study confirms, these particles are flowing back. In this peculiar galaxy, this outburst happens twice. So we get one pair of jets from one outburst. And then, you know, another pair of jets was thought to come from a secondary outburst. Only the new data showed this is maybe all just particles that have flown back from the original outburst.
Extraordinary stuff. How was 2014-55 actually discovered, located?
So this was discovered over 60 years ago at a very old CSIRO station called FLIR, where there were already some fantastic innovative radio telescopes, one of which shaped in a cross, the Mills Cross. And so they discovered a number of radio sources, and this was one of the brightest ones. But at that stage, they would have known nothing about the shape. They didn't have, you know, the kind of telescope that could tell it about the X shape. So the first inkling of it, you know, having some extended structure came with the Parkes interferometer, so the current Parkes telescope and a smaller dish that together formed an interferometer. And I think it was Ron Ekris, the ATNF founding director, who worked on this in the late 60s and, you know, still, of course, knows his objects and follows what is happening. But the new telescopes, the Square Kilometer Array Pathfinders, like the Australian SKA Pathfinder in Western Australia, ASCAP, but also the Meerkat telescope in South Africa recently looked again in this region of the sky and now see this object, you know, with a clarity that we just were not able to do before.
Mm. And in terms of detecting these things, locating these things, are there likely, do you believe there are more of these radio galaxies similar to PKS 2014-55 out there, detectable by our sort of current equipment, that we just haven't found yet?
Yeah, absolutely. They're out there, but probably they won't be as big on the sky as this one. If you move this object another 10, factor 10 further away, of course, it will be much smaller. So So with the new telescopes, we're picking up the more distant objects that look like an X shape or just look like two jets or, you know, other shapes. So on the one hand, with our new telescopes, we're looking for these objects. We're looking for radio galaxies. We're looking for X-shaped radio galaxies. We're also looking just for star-forming galaxies or very nearby supernova remnants. But the other thing we're looking for are things that we don't know yet. We're looking for a weird object, something new. And we found a few where we really don't know where they come from. So that makes science very, very interesting when you find something that you cannot put in any particular category. You don't know what it is, and you're stretching your brain and you're talking to your colleagues and you try to find out what could this be.
Incredible stuff. Babel, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Thank you very much, Sean.